Yeah, difficult loss there. Let's go back to that final play. It looks like there was a design for Akayla, but you ended up taking that last shot. Just describe what the team was trying to achieve there.
We were trying to get a shot for Akayla and just, you know, get it up there, give a chance to win. And it ended up, they double-teamed her. So passed to Kat, and then she passed to me. I called for it, but I kind of fumbled it and just tried to get up a shot and just give us a chance. So just didn't go in.
A tough defensive team. You got some looks, but how tough were they to get the shot, to get good looks against them, and to knock down shots?
I think our number was 24. I think she did a really good job of knocking shots down every time she caught it. I'm pretty sure she was maybe 6 for 7 or something, but she did a great job of just knocking down shots. And it was the three. I think the three really killed us. Just, you know, at close times in the game, the last two threes. So they did a great job just knocking down shots.
Tough stretch you guys have had to open the ACC season, and it doesn't get any easier, obviously. It seems mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough one every game. How do you bounce back from this game and get ready for the next one?
I think we just got to keep our head up, just keep playing together, just fix a few things here or there, and just keep improving defensively. It'll definitely get tougher, but we just have to stay together as a team.
Do you feel like, obviously you have 6 freshmen on this, but do you feel them starting to come along?
I really do. I think Zaire does a good job just banging in there. She gives us offensive rebounds, and she plays very hard. Imani, she does a great job at point guard position as a freshman. That's a hard job to play, and I think she does a great job. And all the freshmen, I think they, you know, even the ones that don't get as many minutes, they push us in practice, and I think they all just, you know, they want to play, and they, you know, play as a team.
Do it, Rodriguez. She's just ferocious on the board. Is she that way in practice, too?
Yeah, she is. She comes and she plays hard every day. She just makes everybody better, and we play against the guys, so, you know, that makes us so much better when we play against the girls because they're not as, you know, athletic. You know.
Do you ever, like, look at her when she's on the court and then look at her off the court and say, huh?
Yeah, I still see the shoulders off the court, so, you know, I think, you know, she has that build, that nice build of her, so she just go out there and just kind of bully people.
How have you come on, and you and Rodriguez especially, how have you guys come on as leaders since sitting in town?
I think just from freshman year, we've learned so much, and we're very close, so we just kind of challenge each other to be leaders and try to lead the team, because we do have a young team, so we just try to push everybody every day and each other as well.
You've certainly pushed yourself. There's obviously a lot of talk about the 20,000 shots you put up during the offseason. How did you reach that number, or was just at the end of the summer, that's what you came up with? That was how many you've taken?
Well, I kind of added it up, and I was like, I have to shoot this amount every day. So I had to shoot like almost 1,000 every day to make it at the time that, you know, to get them in when I wanted them. So it was pretty tough. My arms were, you know, very sore. So
we're at the ice machine.
Yeah.
Over the year, before she went down, I think you'd played maybe 4 games where you played at least 35 minutes. Now you've played it in just about every game. How have you had to adapt to the more playing time, and were you ready to make that jump?
I think it was definitely a challenge at the beginning. But just when you're out there, you're just playing. You don't really think about, you know, I've been out here all the, you know, the whole time. So I just, you know, just play, and then my teammates encouraging me. So I just keep playing, and, you know, I want to do good for, you know, myself and the team. So it's just, you know, just keep pushing through it.
Are you more confident on the offensive end than you maybe were last year?
Definitely. I think I was kind of not that aggressive last year, and kind of just looking for, you know, other people to make plays. But coach told me I need to step up and just make those plays that we need. So try to be more aggressive, and my teammates have found me as well.
Does Rodrigo welcome, and the other bigs welcome your contribution inside, get another strong body in there helping out?
What you mean?
Do the other bigs appreciate you getting in there and helping them out on the boards?
Oh, definitely. We actually fight over a few rebounds. If you caught it, I think we both have the ball a lot of times. So it's just, you know, we always just like, you know, you had it. You know, we just kind of just banging in there. So, yeah, I think they like it, you know.